Unit 10. International students.
留学海外。
How to apply.
申请留学。
2. Listen to a conversation on how to apply for admission to university studies. Answer these questions. Good afternoon, Professor.
Hello. Come in, please.
My name is Tong Hong.I'm a graduate student in the Department of Electrical Engineering.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Tong. Please take a seat.
Thank you. I've got some questions about these application forms. Could you please help me out?
Sure.
I don't know what my social security number is.
You don't have one now. Eventually, you will be given one when you get registered in the United States. Just leave it blank.
I see. What's GPA?
GPA stands for the Grade Quality Point Average. Quality points are used to determine the student's rank in class, academic, honors, academic, warning, and probation or suspension.
That's a good idea. I took TOEFL last May, but I haven't taken GRE. What's to be done?
GRE may be required by the particular graduate or professional program. You should go over the table of programs carefully.
What's your TOEFL score? 594.
Wonderful. In general, the graduate division requires a TOEFL score of at least 575.
Do you think they'll consider my application for an assistantship?
Maybe, but as a rule, they don't offer awards to first-year international students. Just try your luck.
Thank you. I'm afraid I've taken up too much of your time.
Not at all. Good luck, Mr. Tong.
Thanks. Goodbye. Good afternoon, Professor.
Hello. Come in, please.
My name is Tong Hong. I'm a graduate student in the Department of Electrical Engineering.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Tong. Please take a seat.
Thank you. I've got some questions about these application forms. Could you please help me out?
Sure.
I don't know what my social security number is.
You don't have one now. Eventually, you will be given one when you get registered in the United States. Just leave it blank.
I see. What's GPA?
GPA stands for the Grade Quality Point Average. Quality points are used to determine the student's rank in class, academic, honors, academic, warning, and probation or suspension.
That's a good idea. I took TOEFL last May, but I haven't taken GRE. What's to be done?
GRE may be required by the particular graduate or professional program. You should go over the table of programs carefully.
What's your TOEFL score? 594.
Wonderful. In general, the graduate division requires a TOEFL score of at least 575.
Do you think they'll consider my application for an assistantship?
Maybe, but as a rule, they don't offer awards to first-year international students. Just try your luck.
Thank you. I'm afraid I've taken up too much of your time.
Not at all. Good luck, Mr. Tong.
Thanks. Goodbye.
3. Read the information about the university program. Answer these questions. Duration and credit requirement.Mode of study, full-time. Normal duration, 3 years. Credits required for graduation, 90 plus 3 training credits. Fund type, government funded. Intake number, 55. Program leader, Dr. Andy W. Chen, Bachelor of Science, MBA, PhD. Deputy program leader, Dr. Eric Ngai, Bachelor of Science, PhD, Dr. Robert P. Wright, BBA, MBA, PhD. Remarks: this program offers study options that lead to double degrees. This program is offered within the BBA scheme. This program offers a major or minor option. Students with excellent performance may be awarded scholarships donated by professional bodies. All BBA students must complete a short work placement during their studies, either in summer or in semester time. The department provides assistance in finding suitable placements. Program aim: this program provides students with a well-rounded business education, along with an opportunity to specialize in general management and human resources management. They develop strong management skills in communication and presentation, leadership and teamwork, problem solving, and the effective use of information technology. Program structure: this is a very flexible program, offering a wide range of subject choices in the fields of general management and human resources management. Year 1 covers fundamental business subjects, such as accounting, business law, economics, finance, information technology, management and marketing, along with general education subjects. Students can opt for the double degree at the end of Year 1. In years 2 and 3, students continue their general business education with such subjects as strategic management and study management in greater depth through such subjects as organizational behavior, human resources management, and managerial leadership. They also have the opportunity to choose electives from a wide range of general management, human resources management, international business, and management information systems or e-commerce subjects. There is an optional final year management project. Fees: the tuition fees for full-time bachelor's degree and sub-degree programs in the 2007 to 2008 academic year are as follows, unless otherwise specified. Bachelor's degree: $9,000 per academic year, payable by two equal installments before the start of the first and second semesters of the academic year. 1 year internship training, optional. Tuition fee for an additional 1 year internship training is 1/5 of the annual tuition fee of a program. Career prospects: graduates qualify for a wide variety of general management and administrative positions, including as administrative assistants and management trainees, leading to careers in general management. In addition, specialist study in human resources management will prepare them for positions such as human resources, HR or personnel officer, training officer, recruitment officer, compensation specialist, and HR consultant. Graduates of the double degree are able to pursue careers in the fields of programming, system analysis and development, software engineering, or as sales engineers or technical officers.
Living and studying abroad.
异国求学.
1. Listen to a conversation on applying for a student Oyster card. Fill in the blanks.
Next in line, please.
Excuse me, I'd like to apply for a student Oyster card, please.
Your application forms and passport.
Here you are. Thank you.
Sorry, you should ask your university office to confirm on the application form.
Sorry, I want to know what else I need to provide.
You must pay £5 by check or postal order as postage, a photo card as large as your passport photo card, an envelope, £1 stamp, and your residential address. Next in line, please.
Excuse me, I'd like to apply for a student Oyster card, please.
Your application forms and passport.
Here you are. Thank you.
Sorry, you should ask your university office to confirm on the application form.
Sorry, I want to know what else I need to provide.
You must pay £5 by check or postal order as postage, a photo card as large as your passport photo card, an envelope, £1 stamp, and your residential address.
2. Mr. Lan is in a banking office, waiting in line for his turn. Listen and complete the notes. At the bank.
Next person in line, please.
Hello.
Hello, what can I do for you today?
Yes. I'd like to open a bank account, please.
Oh, certainly. What kind of account do you want to open with us?
Sorry, you know, I'm an international student from China. What kind of account do you think I can apply for?
We have a self-service card, debit card, credit card, and so on. You need to supply your university confirmation document, passport, your accommodation in the UK, and your Chinese residential address. If you apply for a debit card or credit card, you must pay £50.
Can I withdraw money from an ATM?
Yes, you can also shop on debit card and credit card.
At the bank.
Next person in line, please.
Hello.
Hello, what can I do for you today?
Yes, I'd like to open a bank account, please.
Oh, certainly. What kind of account do you want to open with us?
Sorry, you know, I'm an international student from China. What kind of account do you think I can apply for?
We have a self-service card, debit card, credit card, and so on. You need to supply your university confirmation document, passport, your accommodation in the UK, and your Chinese residential address. If you apply for a debit card or credit card, you must pay £50.
Can I withdraw money from an ATM?
Yes, you can also shop on debit card and credit card.
3. Read the passage. Fill in the table. Mark tick if the items are available for each type of accommodation, and mark cross if they are not.
Types of accommodation. Standard catered rooms. Standard catered accommodation has private bedrooms and shared bathroom facilities. You will receive breakfast and dinner Monday to Friday. Catered accommodation must be vacated during the Christmas and Easter semester breaks, but this is reflected in the fees charged.
Standard self-catered rooms. Standard self-catered accommodation has private bedrooms and shared bathroom and kitchen facilities. The exact equipment provided varies from residence to residence, but all will have basic facilities such as cookers, fridges, and freezers. Students need to bring their own cutlery, pots, pans, and crockery.
Catered ensuite rooms. Catered ensuite rooms feature bedrooms with a private shower and toilet in a more recently built residence. You will receive a cashless card loaded with an allowance. Students receiving the cashless card have the choice of a number of food outlets, but do have to budget to ensure their allowance lasts for the year. All ensuite rooms have data points which enable residents with personal computers to connect to the university's network and the internet. Catered accommodation must be vacated during the Christmas and Easter semester breaks, but this is reflected in the fees charged.
Self-catered ensuite rooms. Self-catered ensuite rooms feature bedrooms with a private shower and toilet in a more recently built residence. You will share your kitchen facilities with fellow students from the same corridor. The exact equipment provided varies from residence to residence, but all will have basic facilities such as cookers, fridges, and freezers. Students need to bring their own cutlery, pots, pans, and crockery. All ensuite rooms have data points which enable residents with personal computers to connect to the university's network and the internet.
Four. Read the glossary. Match these terms to their definitions.
A. Course. A confusing term. Strictly speaking, it's one of the subjects you will take in a degree, for example, first year logic. However, it is sometimes used to describe the degree program itself.
B. Coursework. A coursework program of study may include a component of research. However, other forms of instruction and learning will normally be dominant. For example, lectures, practicals, tutorials, and examinations.
C. Credit. Given for previous studies, which shortens the length of your studies at university.
D. Credit points, CP. A measure of value indicating the contribution each unit of study provides towards meeting course completion requirements. A certain number and type of credit points must be accumulated in order to be eligible to graduate in each degree program.
E. Dean. The head of a faculty. For example, the dean of the Faculty of Science.
F. Degree. A university qualification, such as bachelor's degree, master's degree, or PhD.
G. School. A section within a faculty that relates to a specialist area. It teaches the units of study in the faculty, and each has its own offices, staff, and website.
H. Enrollment. The process by which you officially accept your degree offer and become a student at the university. Students must first apply for a degree program, then receive an offer, and lastly, they must come in to enroll if they wish to take up that offer.
I. Faculty. Headed by a dean, it is a formal part of the university structure, responsible for all matters concerning the courses that it supervises. As well as having its own offices and staff, it consists of a number of schools and disciplines in specific subject areas.
J. Lecture, one of the three main methods of teaching at university. Unlike high school, where you may be in a class of 25 to 40 other students doing the same subjects, at university you will go to lectures, where the lecturer, university teacher, will give a talk to sometimes more than 200 students. You will take notes during the lecture, and it is usually a one-way process, that is, the lecturer talks and you listen. As well as lectures, you will also attend tutorials and, depending on the subject, laboratory practicals or pracs, which are always much smaller. This is where you will get a chance to interact with the academic staff, clarify questions, and put forward your own ideas.
K. Major. It is an area of specialization in the second or third year. It is a certain number of units of study in one subject area. Students must complete at least one major and may choose to complete a second.
L. Program. To earn your degree, you need to have completed certain numbers and types of units of study. It is a way these are put together for your degree.
M. Postgraduate. A term used to describe a course leading to an award such as graduate diploma, a master's degree, or PhD, which usually requires prior completion of a relevant undergraduate degree or diploma course.
An elective. It refers to any unit of study offered by the faculty which you are allowed to enroll in as part of your degree and which will count towards the completion of your degree. Some units of study are only available to students in specific degrees and therefore cannot be chosen as electives by students in other degrees.
O. Semester. The academic teaching period of about 14 weeks duration.
P. Tutorial. A class where you get to discuss the concepts talked about in lectures in more detail, also known as a tut. This is where you get to participate in the subject and will be expected to have done readings, perhaps some writing, and occasionally present a paper.
Q. Unit of study, U of S. The building blocks which make up a degree. They are taught by schools within faculties and cover specific information within that school's area of expertise. For example, one U of S in the School of Biology will cover living systems, and another U of S will cover human biology, and so on. Prospectus.
Rival.
Reassurance.
Induction.
Admission.
Blank.
Suspension.
Elective.
Internship.
Credit.
Deputy.
Placement.
Well-rounded.
Resource.
Teamwork.
Installment.
Variety.
Analysis.
Undergraduate.
Postgraduate.
Array.
Database.
Consulate.
Embassy.
Oyster.
Postage.
Envelope.
Cater.
Vacate.
Crockery.
Ensuite.
Allowance.
Outlet.
Corridor.
Glossary.
Tutorial.
Dean.
Faculty.
Logic.
Logical.
Dominant.
Practical.
Accumulate.
Discipline.
Lecturer.
Expertise. 专有名词.
University of Wales.
Newport.
Social Security Number.
TOEFL.
GRE.
BBA.
Student Oyster Card.